Motorsport 411 presents
all the four and two-wheeled action.
Motorsport 411 with Sean Cardavillas.
Welcome to Motorsport 411, your home for all your four and two-wheel action in Africa. Hi, my name is Mary Miller, sitting in for Sean Cardavillas, who is currently on sick leave but recovering well. Get well, Sean. Coming up in this episode, we get more details on the 10th edition of the East Africa Safari Classic Rally, as we speak to the clerk of the course, Raju Chagar, and also motorsport commentator Eddie Kimani. We have an exclusive interview with two-time Kenya National Rally Championship winner and 2010 Safari Rally winner Lee Rose, one of the favorites to win the East Africa Safari Classic Rally.
All the four and two-wheeled action. Motorsport 411.
Welcome to the episode. So, the 10th edition of the East Africa Classic Rally is underway, as nostalgia and glamour marked the start of the world's greatest classic rally. I have the honor of having the clerk of the course, Mr. Raju Chagar, on the line. Raju, finally the day is here. What's going through your mind? Because it's been a long, long time waiting.
Yeah, I've been waiting for this day for a very long time, and I'm glad we're started. Just keen to get the entire event completed safely with no major issues.
This is the world's greatest classic rally that has attracted a great number of entries, even though some contestants pulled out due to the postponement.
Yeah, bumper entry this year. Sadly, we did lose about 15 good drivers, but because of the postponement, they couldn't change their planning either. Having said that, we still have fantastic drivers, foreign nationals. I think there's 16 foreign nationals that have come. Ken Block, notable new entry. Everyone knows his background, his history. And Patrick Sandal, another, to everyone, an unknown but a potential winner. You know, yeah, we've been watching his testing, and he's good. He's good. He's got a good chance. And then, you know, you can never discount our boys, our local boys. You know, they know this is their country. They know how to rally here. They know how to read the roads. So if you ask me, I'm positive we'll get a Kenyan crew who will win the rally. That's my take.
It's 9 days of pure classic rally action. So kindly walk us through the event and what challenges you have for crews.
Okay, so basically today is Naivasha to Nakuru via Kerio Valley, the floor spa. Haven't rallied there in a very long time. Conditions are not so bad, even though we've had a little rain in December. But nice long endurance day to start with. And we make our way to Saroba Woodlands later today. And then tomorrow we will start early from Nakuru, aiming for Nanyuki via Old Kalau, and then up north to Laikipia into some private group ranches there, which is what I'm really excited about, because it's private land and there's no issues with traffic. The day after is a whole day in Nanyuki again, all based around Laikipia. Up north, another very good day. Private group ranches, although we have to respect their decisions to not allow spectators in because of COVID. And then the day after is, for me, the most difficult. I call it the endurance day for two reasons. It's the longest day of the rally. It's from Nanyuki all the way down south to Amboseli, all in one day. And we are running. What's new to Classic is an endurance, we call it the endurance stage. So they're going to do two stages, and in between they will only have remote fuel and tires available, nothing else, no service. So they're going to do about 170 kilometers under these conditions. That is what is really exciting me, because you got to strategize now. It's not all about speed. Yeah, I need to slow these guys down. We're now in Amboseli. We come into our rest day, where the service crews will now rebuild as much as they possibly can in a time frame of 5 hours, and gives all of us a breather as well, because 4 days on the road, it is very taxing on individuals. Day after that, we do a full day in Amboseli. Basically, it is my mini classic route, which I tested, which was good for me to test, and it all worked really well. So I'm confident with Amboseli, although the lack of rains there hasn't helped conditions. It's very, very dry and dusty. But name of the game, they just have to get on with it. And that takes us to day 7, when we leave Amboseli, make our way all the way down to Tiger Hill Sanctuary. 3 good quality stages there as well. And then the next morning, again, we start from Tiger Hill Sanctuary. Within the sanctuary, I'm going to put them around the sanctuary and do a bit of rallying there. And then all the way down to Ocean Sports in Watamu for an end of day service. The final day, the penultimate day, is a day in Watamu. So 3 new stages again there. Short day. I think the total distance is not more than 140 kilometers of competitive rallying. But the idea is, you know, finish it early, get everyone back to the finish, and yeah, start celebrating.
Wow. Amazing stuff. How many kilometers will the competitors cover?
We're just shy of 4,000 kilometers, and about 60% of that is competitive.
I mean, you've truly recreated and reinvented the Safari Rally of the heydays. And now you are also in the history books of former clerk of courses like Fred Gallagher and the famous Mike Doughty. What has your experience been like simulating routes designed from way back?
I wouldn't even think of putting my name anywhere in that master book of clerk of courses. I am nowhere near what they have achieved.
No way.
But in the short span of my career with classic rallying, mm-hmm. I've tried my best. You know, there you can never be always 100%. There's always going to be few issues here and there. And I usually take it in stride and learn from it. But for me, I like the route that I managed to put together. Took close to 12 months. What are we on? 50,000 odd kilometers worth of wrecking. I'm happy. I'm sure all drivers will be happy. It's dry, which is good. It'll be harder, but it'll be a great rally.
Is it true that the event is still a blind drive? Absolutely no recce for the competitors. Wow.
Yeah. That element is still there. It's a blind approach rally, and we don't intend to change that. No, not in the near future.
So the East Africa Safari Classic Rally now has a new owner.
Yeah.
What does that mean for the future in rallies in Kenya?
Yeah, we had a new owner, a new guy who's bought the company and has put in a huge amount of investment. He wants to recreate the Safari Rally that it used to be. Some specific regulations have been reintroduced to recreate that rally or that atmosphere that we used to have way back in the past. It's great for the sport. It's brought back a lot of good drivers. Foreign nationals have the confidence with us, as well as the locals. The next 10 days will tell if all our hard work has paid off.
How do we follow the event? You had mentioned earlier that there are some sections where spectators won't be allowed. Why is that?
This is a rally where one can't really, you know, post spectator points and access points for spectators. It is a very big rally. It's a very long rally. What we do is there's a souvenir program that goes out. It has the indicative places of where the stages will start. But having said that, there are live links that will be released today afternoon. for people to log on to, and they'll be able to track the rally as well as see progressive results as we continue through each day of the rally.
As the clerk of the course, you have the overall responsibility of the general conduct and control of the event. Do you get any flack from being in this position? Be honest.
That's part of the game. You get flack from every corner, from team managers, from service crews, from your personal officials, drivers, co-drivers, everyone. You age in 10 days. But you got to have to be thick-skinned. That's the name of the game.
Raju, what is your parting shot to the fans?
Anyone out there who's going to go and watch, be safe. You know, come, welcome and watch what you can. Support the rally. Merchandise available, limited edition merchandise available online on our website, www.eastafricansafarirally.com. Please, buy some memorabilia for yourselves.
That's the clerk of the course for the East Africa Safari Classic Rally, Raju Chaga. We'll be back.
All the four and two-wheeled action.
Motorsport 411.
Welcome back. So earlier I got to speak to the two-time Kenya National Rally Champion and 2010 Safari Rally winner, none other than Lee Rose, who is competing in this year's East Africa Classic Safari Rally. I began by asking him how his experience is so far after having been absent from Kenya rallying circles since 2011, a decade ago.
It's lovely to be home, to see all the old friends and reminisce and talk the same talk and be on the same wavelength. It's lovely to be here. We're having a wonderful time.
Thank you, Lee. That's awesome. And what are your expectations for this event?
You know, this is a long, unpredictable event with very basic danger notes. So it's a matter of pacing yourself and not finding yourself in trouble and breaking the car. We've got 9 grueling days covering 5,000 kilometers. So my plan is, this is my first time out on this event. So I'm just going to take it fairly cautiously on the first day and kind of settle in and find a rhythm, and hopefully once I've found a rhythm, just stick to that rhythm, and you know, the aim is to go trouble free, but always difficult to predict what possible issues you'll have. We've done a thorough test. We've tried to cover each possibility. We've got a comprehensive spares package, so I'm really hoping for the best. I'm out here to try and win the event, but there are a lot of other people with the same ambition as me, so it's going to be interesting. We'll just wait and see. But I really look forward to doing back to an old school rally where we're on the go, roadside service, and none of this loops back to a service park. Yeah, it's good old school proper rally.
Oh, wonderful. Good old school rallying, Lee. So tell us about your car and how long you have prepared for this classic rally.
We started on the car at the end of January last year. It's a Mark II Escort built in South Africa with Viking Motorsport running gear. And the car feels great. And I really like the fact that it's different, you know, not a Porsche or a Datsun or... yeah, something different, and we'll hopefully try and make it 3 out of 3 for the Ford Mark, being Loeb in the Monte, and then a Ford winning the KNRC, and let's see if a Ford can win the first win the Classic.
Wow, this will be a clash of rally legends. Looking at the competition, what are your thoughts?
Lots, you know, there's 10, 15 possible winners out there, so it's impossible to say. Like I said, this is a long event with many, many obstacles and standing in front of all of us. So impossible to predict. Everybody's hungry, so it'll be one to watch. But my ambition, again, is to win. But like I said, lots of other people have the same ambition.
So Lee, another battle that is emerging is that between local heroes. Some of them, your buddies like Carl Tundo, Baldev Chagar, Ian Duncan, Glenn Edmonds, all of you former Kenya National Rally champions. And this will be interesting. And all rallying in different cars. What's your opinion?
No, it's going to be fantastic. Hopefully we can just keep all the international boys behind us.
What's the future for you with regards to rallying?
No plans for a permanent return, but perhaps just do some more classic rallying. I think I'll leave the car here, get it registered locally, and just do some classic rallying.
Awesome. Does this mean you're back home with us in Kenya, or are you still residing in South Africa?
No, I still work over there, but maybe play over here. Play rally cars here.
That's two-time Kenya National Rally Champion and 2010 Safari Rally winner. We'll be back.
All the four and two-wheeled action.
Motorsports 411.
Welcome back. Motorsport commentator Eddie Kimani is at the start of the East Africa Classic Rally event and he's on the line. Hey Eddie, how's the atmosphere at the moment?
Well, definitely, as everyone would know, Classic Rally is, of course, one of the iconic events in the country, having been the event that actually rekindles and sort of gives legendary drivers an opportunity to remember the rally of the yesteryear, the Safari Rally, having been put together back in the 1950s. So, of course, there's been a great anticipation. And as everybody knows, the COVID-19 pandemic really changed a lot of things last year and the year before that. So the Classic was actually supposed to have happened last year, but it was postponed now to this year in February. It's usually held towards the end of the year. But then again, things to do with the COVID pandemic really changed everything. But that was not really to deem anything, because we had the Mini Classic last year in November, and that also helped the rally drivers to prepare themselves. It was a mini rally, mini Safari Classic. It was just 3 days. But of course, the big one, which is the nine-day event, started today, and it was a combination of 48 drivers from all over the world, about 16 countries, who are taking part in this year's Classic starting today.
This is indeed the battle of rally legends with good entries, I must add.
Yes, we have about, actually to be exact, 48 rally cars, which is a monstrous entry for a Classic Safari Rally. Remember, as you're right, this is the rally for legends. It brings back those rally drivers who started off the Safari Rally back in the 80s and even the 70s, and some of them were even in the 60s, and some of them are here with us. And it's the 10th edition, which is held every 2 years, and it has attracted some top names, which we are definitely looking forward to see. Of course, the defending champion, that is Chris Rosenberger, who won it last year in a Porsche 911, is here to defend his title. And the big names, not forgetting our very own Kenyan boys, Carl Tundo, Baldev Chaga is here, Ian Duncan is here, Geoff Bell, who actually has been a regular in the Classic Rally, and we have the big name, the global rally master, that is Ken Block, who is actually taking part, navigated by Alex Gelsomino. They're here. So there are big names here besides just the legends who have taken part in the Classic back in the day. We have some new entries. Ken Block is doing this for the first time. But I mean, it's an array and a mixture of really experienced drivers and also drivers who have been seeded in their own respective category depending on their experience and the type of car that they have. So yes, it's a mixture of the old and the new who are sitting on the wheels of their Classic machines in this endurance rally. It is not a sprint rally, it's a marathon rally.
Tuttle Porsche have been a consistent team and have come in quite strong.
Yeah.
I believe you've had an opportunity to speak to some of their top drivers.
Yes, I got an opportunity to speak to the 2019 winner, that is Chris Rosenberger, together with his longtime navigator, Nicky Blacher. They won the 2019 Porsche 911. That's the car they were using. And of course, talking about Tuttle, they are also the team that has brought in Ken Block. I spoke to them earlier on as they were signing on. on here at the KWS TI, which is the service park and the registration center for the entrance in this event. And this is what Ken Block had to say as they started off their journey for this 2022 East African Safari Classic.
It's actually my first race of the year. I've been to Saudi Arabia, Austria. I've been very busy, but now I'm stoked to actually be here racing. Everything else has been testing and demos and that sort of thing. So I'm stoked here to be. I mean, this is such a historic race. I've seen it for many years. People have asked me, why are you going to Kenya? Why are you doing this race? But as a rally driver, I want to do some of the most unique and challenging races in the world. So to me, this is one of them. So I got to tick off doing Baja 1000 last year in a trophy truck and finished fourth overall. And now I'm here to do this classic race. So very happy to be here.
How much of research have you done in just the type of rally? It's still being tabbed the toughest rally in the world, and it's really broken hearts, it's broken souls, even cars. How much research have you done in terms of just getting ready?
I mean, I've been looking at it for many years, you know, but recently watched a lot of the coverage from the past couple of years and trying to understand just how difficult it is, so I can wrap my head around how hard to push, when to push, all that sort of thing. So I think it's going to be a really unique challenge. And really, the mileage is, it's our whole U.S. national championship in one event. So, you know, you really got to understand that and pace yourself and understand how hard to push the car. So for me, that's probably the biggest challenge, because I just want to drive flat out all the time, and that doesn't work here. So
the scenery is an amazing big pillar of this event. Are you looking forward to see some wildlife out there?
Yes. We did a test yesterday where I couldn't believe how much, you know, from gazelle to giraffes, you know, to zebras, like all in one stage. So I think it's very, very cool. So I'm really looking forward to it.
And this is what Chris Rosenberger, 2019 winner, that is Chris Rosenberger, had to say as they started off their journey.
We're really, really happy to be here, especially about, you know, with COVID and everything going on. We were always unsure about being able to come or not. So we're really happy to be here. We're really happy that it's happening. And the number one we have on the car is quite a weight to carry, but that is more Nikki's problem, because she's going first and she's the one who has to navigate me and get me to all the right places. So it's her problem, not mine.
So of course, the teamwork definitely makes the dream work. You did that in the last event. You were actually, I think, one of the surprises of the Classic Rally. This year's Classic has been changed. It's a bit longer, it's a bit tougher. I don't know if you've managed to get a look at any information about the Classic yet.
I looked at the stage lengths, and there's three stages every day, so it's a really challenging and long rally. Mm-hmm. So actually, I think we're just going to repeat our tactic from the last time, take it easy, and see where we land in the end.
Big field, a lot of Kenyan entries, and of course the big name, yes. Ken Block is here. Yes. He's also doing this for the first time. So I guess, how rich do you think this makes the event in terms of the type of entrance we have?
Oh, it's fantastic. Classic? It's fantastic to have drivers like Ken Block here, you know, because the whole world knows Ken Block. But for me, it was the biggest honor to beat Stig Blomqvist the last time, because Stig Blomqvist is my hero. I'm an old rally driver. I love Stig Blomqvist. He's a great gentleman. He helped us change tires. He's a fantastic man. Yeah. And I don't know Ken, but we'll get to know him, I'm quite sure, definitely, over the next few days. And I'm sure he'll be going fast, but we'll see who's in the end.
Monique, you sit on a very important seat as a navigator, and I'm sure it's tough. As you said, most of the work will be from you. How much have you had to remember in terms of preparing for this Classic, considering the nice, very successful drive in the last Classic?
Last time it was the first time I did that. So for me, for us, everything was new. Mm-hmm. We had to learn the signs and what happens. Mm-hmm. This time I know what comes. So mm-hmm. it's a little bit easier. But I think this year it changes a little bit.
Yes.
So we will see. But it's not so new than the last time.
Fantastic.
It looks like it's going to be a great event. Perfect rallying weather today, I must add. So, Eddie, how do we rally fans follow the event results and competition?
Now, the interesting thing about the East African Safari Classic, as I mentioned earlier, this is a marathon event going across 9 days with 5,000 kilometers to tackle. Each day has about two or three sections that they're going to be tackling, with some of them as long as, you know, let me even give you the day one's competitive distance is 242 kilometers. So it's really far and wide and spread out. The total for the day in this first day is actually almost 500 kilometers. So from the spectator's point of view, it's not your usual Kenya National Rally Championship rally where we have a spectator stage. This is an event that even the navigators are actually receiving their road books a day before the event. So it's really also almost as saying they're driving blind. But they've got this documents that they've been prepared for so that they can use them as their road books. But for the spectators, it's really about being very cautious and very, you know, being safe in trying to follow these cars, which are going to be traversing almost 11 counties. So for the spectators, I can't say there is a specific spot, but we have the website, that is the East African Safari Classic website, where the spectators can pick the online souvenir magazine. Now, that magazine has a detailed breakdown of each and every day's program. Now, why I'm saying this is because this is what will help them to know where to be and where the cars will pass through, and then they can make a decision on where they can, you know, be able to follow these cars. Remember, it's 9 days. So if it's coming through your county, why not? You can chill for it somewhere, and after getting the right information, like, for example, day one, we are going to be in Eburu, which is going to be the first section of the day. We are going to Eburu to Elementaita. And then the second section of the day is Pororo to Kipsaos. And then the last section of the day is Nyaru to Kiptagich. So I'm talking about 500 kilometers. And you really have to really plan yourself efficiently as a spectator to be able to get to see some action. That's just the really tight side about how the spectators can follow this action. But that is not all lost. At the end of the classic, we'll be finishing the classic in Watamu at the Ocean Sports. That's where we'll be able to welcome back the drivers after the 9 days of, you know, gruesome adventure, and it will be a great opportunity to welcome them back, and then we announce the winner. But as I said, you need to go to that website, that is the East African Safari Classic website, and you'll be able to download the souvenir magazine, which has a detailed route itinerary and description to help you even know where every action will be, including even the times for that particular day you're looking forward to.
Who do you think will win this rally?
As always, the local boys have a big advantage when it comes to such demanding and car-breaking events. They've got so much experience. They use this some of these routes during the National Rally Championship, so they're familiar. They've got an upper hand here. I'm talking about the Carl Tundos. I'm talking about Baldev Chaga. I'm talking about Ian Duncan. And, of course, the return of Lee Rose, who's also familiar with the terrain, in rally terrain here in Kenya. It's an additional way of also celebrating the Kenyan rally driver's experience here. But we should not be very fast to write off some of the foreign entries here. Remember that Chris Rosenberger himself was actually a surprise winner in 2019, but he sort of really worked it very close to the other regular, that is Stig Blomqvist, who they had a mighty battle in 2019. So Chris is back to defend his title. And again, there's all other whole element of seeing Ken Block here. Remember, Ken Block is pretty much in the sprint type of rallying, but he's been exposing himself to more of the off-road motorsport rallying, and he says this was on his bucket list, the classic safari rally. So it's really tough. It's a tight call right now. I think by the first or the second day, we might be able to have a feel of who might have an upper hand here. Remember, it's a marathon event. You might be leading in the last section of the ninth day, but something with the gremlins does show up and you lose it. It could be a puncture. It could be an accident. Touch wood, that does not happen. So it's still early, but my fingers lie very firmly on our local boys between Carl Tundo, Baldev Chaga, and of course, Ian Duncan.
Thank you very much, Eddie.
Thank you, Mary.
Much appreciated.
Asante sana, Mary. Nashukuru sana. And hopefully we'll get to chat again midway through the classic. We'll have some more juicier stories, considering the classic we'll have done the first 4 days. And then we see who's going to be going home with this very, very, very epic title.
That's motorsport commentator Eddie Kimani. We'll be back.
Motorsports 411 with Sean Cardavillis.
So, our thanks once again to Raju Chagar, Eddie Kimani, and Lee Rose. This show was recorded by Lee Kanyatu at Big City Studios. I'm Mary Miller, sitting in for Sean Carter-Villas. Signing off till next week.